Following the explosion at a fuel filling station in Accra a couple of weeks ago, which led to fatalities, the Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Mahama Yariga, has been inspecting the state of filling stations in the country. The exercise is to assess the safety and compliance of these stations to environmental safeguards. Radio Ghana finds out from the regions the status of fuel stations. First, we go over to our Ashanti regional correspondent, Thomas Nsumiji. Thomas, has there been any inspection to our filling stations in the region?
Thank you very much. The minister was in the Ashanti region last week to carry out the exercise to see whether some of them, or even if more, are undertaking the operations through the normal regulations and then the laws regarding the establishment and the construction of these filling stations. I inspected a number of them. One of them is located at the airport runabout. Madam, what is interesting is that the minister ordered that a station should be closed down and that the owner should submit their papers to MPA to see whether they are operating under the full regulations or not. And unfortunately, when I visited the place yesterday, they have just thrown out the signboard somewhere and they are operating all right. If you go to Tafu Sankrumi area, there's another one that the minister also ordered that they should stop operation until they submit the required papers to the sector ministry and then the MPA to assess their legality. And unfortunately, to that signboard, like you always see, stop work, this building is not supposed to continue. Then the following day, we see that they have thrown the signboard somewhere. So they have also thrown overboard that signboard, and they are operating. If you travel beyond the Abuakwa and Jamal Road, there are some also that are emerging, even in runway. In fact, some are even located deep inside a stream. Even a wall got broken down recently in one of the stations, and they are rebuilding. So it appears those directives have not been taken at all. They are doing their own thing. That is so with Ghanaian people. They sit down until when there's a disaster before they comply with directive and others.
Thank you very much, Thomas Nsumiji. We hope authorities will go there and the right thing will be done. Thank you very much. Thomas Nsumiji is our Ashanti regional correspondent. And we go over to the Western region where Mary Aziz Tunde is standing by. Mary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mary, has there been any inspection tours of fuel stations in the region?
Well, the environment minister, who is spearheading this exercise, has not been to the region. Yes, but the Western Regional Director of the EPA, that's the Environmental Protection Agency, Mr. Yao Safu Efuye, told me in an interview earlier that his outfit is currently on the ground inspecting various filling stations and installations in the region.
But have there been reports of any of the stations having to shut down?
No. He mentioned that so far, to all the places that they've been, there hasn't been a need to shut down any, but he said it just started, so he doesn't know what the future holds. But then the region is big and there are lots of fuel stations, so whatever happens, I'm sure we will get it and then we will also inform the public.
Thank you very much, Mary. Mary Aziz Tunde is our Western Regional Correspondent, and I understand our Upper East Regional Correspondent, Dangma Felix Lambert, is standing by. Good afternoon to you, Lambert.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Now, Lambert, has there been any inspection to some filling stations in the Upper East region?
Well, now, we haven't had any, we are not privy to any information with regards to any inspection. And I had an interaction with some fuel attendants and then fuel owners, and they also told me that they haven't been informed about anything of that sort. Now, in the Upper East region, we have a peculiar problem when it comes to fuel stations. For instance, if you take Paga, which is a border town, we have almost about 40 fuel stations that are dotted on that road right from the border to Nabrongo. The same situation is of Boko, Pusiga, and Garu Timpani. And more fuel stations are springing up day in and day out. Now, the lucky thing is that some of them are not situated near houses. And the main reason is that those places are not yet developed. But when you look at Paga to Navrongo, all that is why Navrongo is a municipality. Those two areas, Paga District and Kasana Kana East and West, they are all developed. And all these four stations are within houses. You understand? So you can imagine what will happen in the future if anything of that sort or that happened in Circle will also happen here. It is going to be very devastating. And so we are hoping that at the end of the day, there will be something will be done about the situation. Over the years, we've just had lip service from authorities. I quite remember the former regional minister, Makuyongo. We went around with him some time ago, and he expressed concern about the number of fuel stations that are sprung up and the fact that they do not actually put into consideration the recommendations of the EPA in terms of establishing those fuel stations. And so they said they will do something about it. So date, we haven't heard anything. Dr. Avianso, there was a similar situation. And to date, we haven't heard it. We haven't heard anything, and we haven't seen anything happening. So we are hoping that at least in the future, something good will come out of it. But for now, there is nothing going on. Operations, so far as fuel stations are concerned, are ongoing. But there's nothing to that effect concerning what we are just talking about now.
Thank you very much, Lambert. Dangma Felix Lambert is our Upper East Regional Correspondent.